9 people were arrested Monday during a pro-Dreamer demonstration at Congressman John Faso's Kinderhook office. On Monday, activists occupied 19th District Republican Congressman John Faso's Kinderhook office, demanding that he withhold his budget vote in exchange for passing what they call a Clean Dream Act. Dreamers are defined as undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. The DREAM Act extends protections to law-abiding students and workers. Protesters had been on the scene all day long, but overstayed their welcome when they staged a sit-in, refusing to leave the premises at 5 p.m. closing time.
Say loud, say clear, refugees are welcome here.
Say loud, say clear, dreamers are welcome here.
Co-founder of the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement, Gloria Martinez, says arrests began around 6 p.m. One demonstrator had to be carried out of the building.
We were just processed. We were given an appearance ticket, so we have to go back to court in February.
Columbia County Sanctuary Movement member Jennifer Ben says there were 9 arrests altogether. Ben says she and 3 other protesters were arrested by state police early in the afternoon, charged with violating the local building occupancy code.
Yes, it's a public building, and they do encourage constituents to come in, express their concerns, and, you know, stuff like that. There was a lot of questions about the number of occupancy that can occupy the waiting area. It's a pretty large room.
Ben insists there were enough chairs in the room to accommodate those gathered. Columbia County Sheriff's deputies handled 5 evening arrests. According to a release issued by the sheriff's office, 4 individuals taken into custody are local residents of Columbia County, and a 5th individual is a resident of Kingston. The 5 protesters arrested were each charged with 1 count of trespass, which is a violation. Appearance tickets were issued returnable to the Village of Kinderhook Court on February 5th. For his part, Faso says he supports Dreamers, with a caveat.
Well, I support taking care of the DACA problem and the DACA issue, but it has to be done in conjunction with enhanced security measures, so that we don't have to deal with this issue in the future. So I'm a co-sponsor of a bill to deal with the DACA issue. I also lament the fact that we're not getting it done before the first of the year, but I anticipate that this will be one of the first items of business in 2018.
Faso told WAMC that the notion that the House or Senate will pass a DREAM Act bill that doesn't contain border wall and security funding is not possible. Again, Gloria Martinez.
Talking about compromising and trying to negotiate when it comes to the money that's going to go towards increased ICE activity in our communities, the border wall, militarization of the border. And we already took a stance yesterday, and other people around the United States have taken a stance saying, no, that is not acceptable. And our stance with Faso is to step up and just vote for the Clean Dream Act. I mean, the Clean Dream Act needs 218 votes to pass, where it's over 200 already. If he just steps up and puts his foot down and just co-sponsors it and vote for it, then we're just another less vote away from what is needed for it to pass.
Jennifer Ben feels Monday's action made its intended mark. As for the future,
we don't have another event on the table. We will decide that as a group as to what would be our next step in action and how we're going to get there.
Thousands have mobilized on the issue in recent weeks, organizing more than 30 sit-ins and rallies across the country. Faso, along with 33 other Republicans, signed a letter sent to Speaker Paul Ryan requesting a resolution for Dreamers before the year's end. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.